Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. A skip bag, that's what's pictured on the front page of the Examiner. The paper reports that a Cork City Council crew were cleaning up illegally dumped rubbish, including a yellow skip bag. However, when they lifted the bag, they discovered a homeless woman sleeping under it. The paper says the woman was sleeping just yards from a council bungalow that's lain vacant for a year. Cork Simon says the numbers of homeless they've dealt with went up almost 40% last year from the previous year. The Irish Examiner quotes one election candidate as saying he doesn't think that the seriousness of the homeless situation is getting through to the decision makers in government. Those wannabe decision makers are featured inside the Examiner, which, like other papers, has extensive election campaign coverage. One piece is on the Labour manifesto launch in Drogheda, which featured an actual political football. Apt, writes the Examiner's Paul Hosford, because Ivana Bacic is a trained FAI coach. Drogheda won the FAI Cup at the weekend, and the party proposes to create a viable football industry in Ireland. A few pages over, the Examiner brings the election into a piece on AI and the creation of deepfakes. The writer, political scientist Teresa Reedy, says these include Donald Trump posting an AI-generated image of Kamala Harris addressing the Chinese Communist Party. Although Teresa Reedy writes they can be entertaining too, like Michael Healy-Ray posting videos of himself being endorsed by Taylor Swift or him kung fu fighting with Simon Harris. These obviously phony videos, she says, are known as cheapfakes. COP29 is getting plenty of space in the Irish Independent, mostly from the paper's Caroline O'Doherty in Baku, who says it's beginning to look like a flop COP and has been described as a cop-out. At one press conference, she writes, the EU spoke about its commitment to solving the climate crisis, while at the moment, she says, MEPs are busy trying to gut or delay legislation which would ban imports of products from deforested land. In the Examiner, Padraig Kaur is writing about climate and the election. He says global heating doesn't wait for bills to be passed, funding to be released, or an easy consensus after vigorous bouts of political horse trading. Mother Nature waits for no election result. On a smaller environment story, the Irish Daily Mirror reports on complaints that because of their work cleaning up after people, bin men and hospitality workers are making extra money from the bottle return scheme. The Mirror says one member of the public sent the bottle return company photos showing bin men putting hundreds of bottles into one of their machines. The pictures were sent with the message, "Is this allowed?" The company replied, "Yes, this is allowed." We're now at Friday and we end the week as we began with mention of teachers. The Irish Times reports that there are now over 4,500 Irish teachers working abroad. That's on its front page. On the Echo front page, a report about principals in Cork primary schools losing sleep over not being able to pay heating and energy bills. The headline there is, "We've no money left." The Irish Daily Mail reports that when former teacher Micheál Martin campaigned at a school in Tullamore yesterday, one student asked him if he could get him off detention. And Laura O'Mara is writing in the Irish Times letters page about her school days. At the time, she lived in Dublin on the route of the famous 46A bus, which is due to be discontinued in a few weeks' time. She says the bus passed a local boys' school and many a teenage romance started with "see you on the 46A. Somehow, she writes, there isn't the same romantic ring to "see you on the E2.
Depends on the way you say it, I suppose, Ronan. Ronan Kelly there.